I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance. When President William Henry Harrison died on April 4, 1841, Vice President John Tyler became president. Or did he? Article 2, Section 6 of the Constitution says,
"In case of the removal of the president from office, or of his death, resignation, or inability to discharge the powers and duties of the said office, the same shall devolve on the Vice President."
Members of Harrison's cabinet insisted that John Tyler was the vice president acting as president. Tyler insisted he was president, and on May 31st, Congress passed a joint resolution saying so. That precedent was followed on 7 subsequent occasions when presidents died in office. Ratification of the 25th Amendment in 1967 clarified the matter. It reads in part,
"In case of the removal of the president from office or of his death or resignation, the vice president shall become president."
When Richard Nixon resigned in August 1974, Vice President Gerald Ford clearly became president. The sudden death of a key member of your organization could have a profound impact on your business. That's why it's important to have a key man insurance policy in place to protect your company against the loss of an important employee or top officer. To learn more about key man insurance, sit down with a Hibbs Hallmark & Company commercial insurance professional. Set a no-cost, no-obligation appointment at HibbsHallmark.com.